الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. Brothers who can come forward, please come forward inshallah. Allah عز وجل mentioned in the Quran, الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. Friends on that day will be enemy for each other. خليل, friend, a close associate. Akhilla, plural, jama'a khalil, friends. So the friends on that day, they will be enemy for each other. Illa al-muttaqeen, except those who have taqwa. In this worldly life, my brothers, we know lots of people and we associate with them. That is the nature of human being. Because human being cannot live on his own. Insan is from uns. Uns yani staying together with other people. We feel comfortable when we are with our family, with our friends, with our community. But the people whom we associate with, they also have influence on us. They change our mind. They change our habits. They have impact on our attitude. They have a lot of influence on our mindset. That's why we see, usually people who have similar interests, they get together. They get along with each other. You see, young people, if they like cycling, so all those who like cycling, they get together. Some people, they like soccer. Okay, those who like soccer, they will be together. So some people like good things, they are together. And sometimes some people also like bad things. This is life. So if somebody likes bad things, he is going to have influence on his companion. Say sometimes, you know, people get into the habit of smoking. Hiding here in the corner, in that corner, smoke. Two, three people, they smoke, they get together. A newcomer who will join them, sooner or later, he's going to smoke. It is very rare. It's very rare, almost, you know, doesn't happen that if somebody is in the company of such people, the majority of whom have a bad habit, and this person does not pick up their habit. That is very rare. That's why in the Quran and in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have a lot of guidance. Obviously, we have guidance for everything. Hudal lil muttaqeen. The Quran is the book of hidayat, book of guidance. And we also have guidance on friendship, on association, companionship. Whom can we associate ourselves with? Whom can we have friendship with? Allah Azza wa Jal warned the people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not feel shy. Allah says the truth. Allah Azza wa Jal, He talks in a clear manner. Quran is a clear book. Kitabu Mubin. Quran came to clarify. Say the truth. Say the right thing in a right and clear manner. People who accept, they accept. Somebody doesn't accept, that's their problem. But haqq is clear. This is the beauty of the Quran. Quran makes haqq clear. What is right and what is wrong. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Haqq has come. Haqq has come. The truth has come. Batil, the falsehood will disappear. sooner or later falsehood will disappear. So in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has warned us very clearly about friendship, about our association, whom we spend our time with. Because these people, on the day of judgment, they will be enemy for each other. Because on the day of judgment, the real impact will become obvious. What was the impact of this person on my life? In this life, we think, yeah, I got into this habit, I got into that habit. So we are just making small, quick judgments. But the real judgment on the day of judgment will become obvious. What was the scale of the impact of this person on my life or of this group of people on my life? When that will become obvious, then people will open their eyes. And these people whom they used to spend time with, they will become enemy. They will hate each other on the day of judgment. That because of you, this is the situation I am in. The beauty of Muslims, alhamdulillah, is that we follow the Quran. So Quran gives us warning in advance. And if we understand that warning, then we can take action. We can take precaution. And we can safeguard ourselves. Right? You have weather warning, thunderstorm, what do? You say, no, it doesn't matter. Let me go out. Well, you go out, everything will be flying. You go out, there is danger outside. You say, no, it's better that I keep watch. I keep an eye on the warning signs. Once everything settles, then I will go out. So the people who have wisdom, people who have understanding, they take action based on warning. Allah Azza wa Jal, He wants Muslims to take action based on the warning in the Quran. This is the wazifa of the Anbiya. This is the job and duty of the Anbiya alayhi salam. Anbiya alayhi salam, one of the fundamental duties they have is to warn people about the danger that is waiting for them. And also give good news for people who do the right thing. Because doing the right thing requires hard work. Right thing is not easy. Right thing is never easy. Right thing requires a lot of commitment, lot of dedication, lot of hard work, lot of resistance. You feel like doing something, but you don't do. You don't feel like doing something, but still you have to do. So Anbiya alayhi salam, they give good news for the people who follow the teachings of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why in the Quran we have Bashir and Nadir. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Bashir, and he is also Nadir. He came to give good news and he also came to warn people. Inzar and Tabshir. Inzar, warning. Tabshir, sharing good news with people. Likewise, Quran also does the same thing. Because Quran is the guidance for the people until the day of judgment. So Quran also warns people. And Quran also gives good news. Allah Azza wa Jalla is warning. Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din aduwwun illa al-muttaqeen. The friends on that day will be enemy for each other. In this life, they are buddies. Right? People say, my best friend. He is my best friend. On the day of judgment, he will be your worst enemy. Your best friends, on the day of judgment, can be worst enemy. How come? Because our best friends, they waste our time. Our best friends make us engage in what Allah Azza wa Jalla does not like. So we come under pressure. Let's go.
So you have the pressure. Let's do. Everybody is doing. Well, I must also do the same thing. Because if I don't do what my buddies are doing, I will be odd one out. I will be a stranger for them. They are not going to like me. They are going to leave me alone. So I will have nobody with me. So these best friends, actually in this life they are enemies. In this life they are enemies. But we don't recognize them as such. We think, yeah, they're the best people. They're killing our time. They're encouraging us to do the wrong thing. But we don't recognize. On the day of judgment, that will become apparent. That will become very obvious. Crystal clear. So Allah is saying, well, you understand now. That's why in the Quran, in another place, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned that people will bite their fingers. وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Remember the day when Zalim, the person who was the wrongdoer, he will bite his hand. Usually we bite our finger, right? When somebody, you know, is very, very sorry, is very much disappointed, very much like embarrassed, very much in a difficult situation, we bite our fingers. But on that day, people will receive shock. And the shock will be so severe that a person will actually bite his hand. This is to show the severity. Allah is saying, he will say on that day, Ya laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. I wish if I did not make such and such person as my friend. My brothers, if one thing that can make iman or that can break iman, if one thing that can beautify our deen or that can make us away from our deen, if there is one thing that can keep us on the path of Allah Azza wa Jal or keep us away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, if there is one thing, then that thing is our friendship, our surrounding, our companionship. People whom we spend our time with. People whom we spend our time with, whether physically or spiritually. Physically, yani physically we are with somebody. We are hanging around, walking with somebody, talking to somebody. That is being physically together. So that is a way to have influence, to have impact. Spiritually, somebody is not there, but you are thinking about him. Somebody is not there, but you are talking about him. Somebody is not there, but you are listening about him. So basically, we are with that person spiritually. And that will also have the same impact. That will also have the same impact. Somebody climbed the mountain. Right? Wow. He climbed the mountain. And we talk about that person all the time. He climbed the mountain. Day and night. We are talking about him. We are thinking about him. We are listening about him. We are with that person. The qualities of that person will be transferred into our life. And that's how people have inspiration. Sooner or later, this person will start climbing the mountain. He will admire him. And he will also follow him. Whatever and whoever we are talking about, we are thinking about, we are listening about, we are reading about, we are watching about, that is our friend. That person is our friend. We may not call them friend, but they are friend. They are spiritual friends. You see this all the time. Sometimes young children, they like somebody who has, you know, a certain skill in a certain field. They keep talking about that person all the time. They keep thinking about that person all the time. They keep listening about that person all the time. And you see their photos in their bedrooms. Right? You see their photos in their bedrooms. So the first thing they wake up, they see that person. The last thing they see is that person. Well, that person is their friend. He is not there physically, but he is their friend. He is their spiritual companion. And spiritual companions will also have an impact. My brothers, this is more serious. This is more serious. Because when we are physically with somebody, at least we have awareness of, oh, I'm with this person. You know, this person, I might catch his habits. So we are a little bit careful. But when somebody is not there physically, and we are talking about that person, we are thinking about that person, we are, halas, totally into that person. We embody them. We embody their qualities. We accept their personality as it is. And that is more dangerous. That is more serious. Subhanallah. See how the Quran clarifies. On the day of judgment, a person will bite his hand and will say, Ya laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. I wish if I did not make that person my friend. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Al akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'dun aduun illa al-muttaqeen. Friends on that day for each other will be enemies except muttaqeen. That's why, my brothers in Islam, and especially I am talking to our youth, our young people, if there is one thing you should choose in your life, you know, every day we wake up, we make choices, right? Like today, Alhamdulillah, day of Jumu'ah, I was coming for Jumu'ah, so I choose what to wear, yes? You go to work, you choose what to wear. Every day we make choices. If there is one thing we have to be careful about, if there is one thing you have to be careful about choosing, what you choose and how you choose, is your friend, your companion, people whom you spend time with, whether physically or spiritually. The people whom we listen to on social media, they are our spiritual buddies. The people whom we read about in the newspaper, online, we talk about, we think about, they are spiritual friends. They are as influential as physical friends. They can make or break. They can guide or misguide. They can lead to the right path or they can mislead from the right path. If there is one thing we should choose, is the right companionship. Right companionship. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, and Sahaba, they say that we never became happy or more happy than this thing which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Al-mar'u, mar'u, yani insan, person. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves. You love somebody in this life, you will be with that person on the day of judgment. As simple as that. Very simple. Islam is very simple religion. Islam is not complicated. Very simple. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. We love somebody, we will be with that person on the day of judgment. You love somebody who is nice, a good, a pious one, a clean and, you know, a cure and a pure person, well, you will be with that person on the day of judgment. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said that this made us very happy. Because Sahaba, they knew very clearly whom they loved. They did not have dual friendship. They had clear friendship, single friendship. They loved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they loved those whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I love Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I love Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. Meaning that if you truly love, if we really love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his Sahaba, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum, Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum, on the day of judgment you will be with them. On the day of judgment you will be with them. And God forbid, if somebody makes the wrong choice, just read about somebody in the news, hear about somebody in the media, come across somebody here, there, and then start following them. Start listening to them. Start talking about them. Start hearing about them. Thinking about them all the time. Then that person is your friend. And this person will be with him on the day of judgment. And the way he will go to the destruction, the way he will face the judgment of Allah Azza wa Jal, this person will also have to face the judgment of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why this is a humble request, especially as we have holidays and we have a lot of free time, our youth. We should make sure that our time is spent with the right people. The best place to spend your time is the masjid. Come in the masjid, come half an hour before salah, read the Quran, do some dhikr, or just sit down quietly. This is the place of malaika. Angels, they come here and they descend here. If you do not find the right person to become friend, stay alone. Staying alone is better than wrong friendship. You know, people get married, right? What do? You just get married to anybody? Or you look for the right person to get married to. You look for the right spouse. Right? People choose. People search. People investigate. And mashallah, nowadays in some communities people find DNA. look for the DNA of that person. I want to find the DNA of that person before I get married. I'm just saying. Well, the way we choose our spouse, right? Husband, wife, we must also choose our friends. May Allah give us tawfiq and may Allah give us understanding. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.